shared with you all in the Friday-Sunday connection that I truly struggled to write today's message, today's prayer. It just somehow seemed silly, or somehow just it wasn't enough. It really wasn't accomplishing anything. And I realized that writing a message based on the Word of God is very important. It's not silly or frivolous, but I couldn't help but keep asking the question over and over, where is the meaning in all of this? What gives life meaning? What does it really mean to live life to the fullest? A few weeks ago, when Jimmy and Fred and Sally and I went out to dinner one evening, we laughed and we shared stories, and Fred made fun of Sally and I for being so boring in our ordering choices. She got a pizza and I got a burger, and that just wasn't tasteful enough for him. But when I look back and I reflect on that very special time together, I'm given a glimpse into the meaning of life, what it truly means to live life to the fullest. Sally and Fred have literally traveled the world together. They have taken advantage of every second they have been given and blessed to spend with one another. The stories of the African safaris, amazing meals in exotic places, truly seeing as much of the earth that God created as possible. But those aren't the stories that light up their eyes. We have all seen Sally and Fred light up like no other when they pray. Sally's prayers have always been so powerful, as Jana Hicks beautifully reminded us last week. During this long battle with cancer, Fred shared of Sally's dream of just finding peace, resting with Jesus, of a peace that she experienced even though she was going through an extremely difficult battle. It was her walk of faith. And it hit me. It isn't trips. It isn't fame. It isn't money that make life meaningful. When you walk through life with Jesus, that is when you are living life to the fullest. No matter what stage or season of life you find yourself in, you can live it to the fullest. You don't have to wait for retirement. You don't need to wait until your kids get a little bit older. You don't need to wait to find a new job, and you don't even need to wait to graduate high school. Living life to the fullest can happen and should happen immediately. The thrill of your life, the most amazingly beautiful, most joyous thing that you can do in life is to walk through it, walk through all stages with Jesus. As I was prayerfully reading through Luke and his account of Jesus calling his first disciples this week, Jesus really highlighted a really beautiful picture. I really saw the journey of faith in this one story. So let's turn to Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water, let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked here all night, and we haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down my nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boats to come and help them. They came and they filled their boats so full they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything and followed him. It begins with hearing. Verse 3 says, he got into one of the boats, pushed out from the shore, and began to teach. Earlier in Luke, we learned that Jesus was beginning to develop a following of people who were just introduced to the idea of this man. They were curiously wanting to know more and began to follow. And it's the same with us today. Once we learn of Jesus, regardless of your age, you begin to seek him. It could be coming to Sunday school with your family as a child, or if you're a little bit older, asking your friend about this whole Jesus thing. Whether you read devotionals online, watch sermons on YouTube, try out a couple local churches, whatever it is, you begin to seek to understand more. And this is relatively easy because it's on our terms. Not really intimidating. We're just researching, just learning a little more. But then as you really begin to grow and understand more of this man, Jesus, like he did with Simon, he's going to call you to do things. He's going to tell you to change your life up a bit. Verses 4 and 5 say, when he had finished speaking to Simon, he said to Simon, put out into deep water, let down your nets for a catch. Simon answered, Master, we've worked here all night. We haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down my nets. I like to picture Simon here. I kind of like to visualize these stories in my head. And he says, sure, reluctantly. But I bet if you really could see what's going on inside his head, he's thinking, Jesus, I'm the professional here. I'm the fisherman. I know what is going on here. I've been here all night. There's no fish. I kind of know how this thing works. And this happens to be my experience, too, more often than I'd like to admit. He calls me to go deeper. He calls me to trust him, and I always resist. Some of you may be the same way. Lord, I know my own heart, okay? I'm not ready. I don't really have the time. I know I'm not going to get touched by that small group. Or you know what? I've tried spending time with you in prayer. I've tried having quiet time on my own and reading the Bible, but all I hear is silence. It just is not going to work for me. What is it that God is nudging at your heart lately? Is he telling you to let go of some sin? Is he calling you to go a little bit deeper? To make more of a commitment to him? Is it something big? Changing some life habit? Quitting a job? Is he calling you to reach out to somebody you know and invite them to hear about Jesus for the first time? The thing that I'm coming to learn is that when I am obedient, it always works out way more, way better than I could have possibly imagined. And that's exactly what verse 6 shares. Verse 6 highlights what happens when you say yes. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. And I have to share something with you here, something that I've been ecstatic about this week. Jesus laid something on my heart probably a year ago, and I'm still not even 100% sure what he's calling me to, but it's somewhere, it's something. And a very small part of this bigger plan of his was the idea of leading a personalized Bible study. I'm somebody who does not like to act until I am 100% sure I have all the details planned out. So I have been fighting. I've resisted. I've come up with a million excuses until, as most of you know from last week, I went for it. My biggest fear, the thing that held me back from starting what I knew God was calling me to do, I was afraid I'd fail. I was afraid nobody would sign up or nobody would really get anything out of it. But just as Simon answered, I too was like, Jesus, look, I'm the professional here. I know these people. I do this for a living. You seriously think all of a sudden people are going to appear? But if you say so, I will try. This past week, I have worked with 20 people from within Meadow Lake, outside of Meadow Lake, reaching all the way up to Pennsylvania. Each day, we've discussed Romans together. Some of us have been in virtual small groups, some of us in one-on-one conversations, but all of it has been amazing. The insight has just been awesome. I'm able to learn so much from these people as they share what the Holy Spirit laid on their hearts. Sometimes it's amazing. We would hear, Jenna and I feel like we would hear the same message every single day. But then other times with other people, they would hear something completely different, and I would see things from a totally different perspective. I have watched Jesus work in the lives of people in amazing ways this week, because every single day he met each of us where we were. In the midst of our day-to-day, in the midst of struggle, in the midst of joy, he spoke the exact truth that each heart needed. And just like those nets that were on the verge of breaking from the enormous blessing of fish, my heart has been overflowing with these blessings. Take it from me, I am a very slow learner sometimes, but even when you doubt yourself, trust him. We're guilty of relying on ourselves far too often. There's a reason things haven't worked out in the past, and it's because we tried things on our own power instead of following his direction. Simon caught this abundance of fish not when he tried it his way, but when he gave up control and trusted Jesus. As you begin to trust Jesus, you really begin growing deeper in your walk of faith. Something beautiful will happen. Verse 8 says, when Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." He and his companions were astonished at the catch of fish. We too become astonished at what God is capable of doing in our own lives, in our hearts. As you grow in a relationship with him, you begin to see blessings in your life like never before. You begin to understand your world differently. You exclaim, "Lord, I don't deserve this. Seriously, how can I be so lucky to just be in your presence? I don't deserve this. I am just simply in awe of who you are." Because you see, the deeper you grow in that relationship with him, the more amazed you become at the awesomeness of who God is. When you make the choice to go deeper, to say, "Yes, Lord," that is where he begins to reveal himself to you in ways you've never experienced before. We watch people around us. Our beloved Fred and Sally are beautiful examples. We watch people who are going through the unimaginable, wondering how on earth can they keep going. Sally feeling as completely miserable as she has, somehow continued to shine the light of Jesus in her life and to the world around her. She has an inner peace and has continued to grow deeper in her faith in a time when so many of us would just fall apart. There is a reason that people with immensely strong faith lives feel like they have to constantly be sharing about Jesus, constantly be relating to other people, be listening to other people. And it's because they have this gift that they know is so amazing that out of this love for you, they can't imagine keeping this for themselves. If you asked anybody here, they would say that Sally has a gift for reading people, for listening, and a gift of sharing. When I'm with Sally, I want to be better. I want to have an inner peace. I want to have the beautiful spirit of love that she has. So I hope it's okay, Fred, but I'm going to share a gift that I think Sally would like for our hearts to have. And she wants this, and she's wanted this from the time I've met her. And it's just the gift of going deeper with Jesus. She wants all of us to have the strength, the peace, and the absolute joy for living every single day to the fullest with Jesus by our sides. The very gift that Sally and Fred want for us is actually the thing that Fred has been spending the last 8 years desperately trying to get all of us to receive. And it happens to be the same reason that each one of you continue to show up here week after week. Because whether you know it or not, you want that in your life too. It's not just that they want it and desire it for you. It's not just that we're going to pray for this for your life. You too want more out of this life. You want to believe that there has to be more to this existence. You may desperately be searching for peace or joy because life is hard and you're just in a really bad place and you literally don't know where else to turn. Or maybe you're not there yet. Maybe life is good for you. You're sailing along just fine. But what I offer you is it can be immensely better than you know. When life, not if, when life throws you a major curveball, I pray that you've already started to go deeper. Because life is not just better with Jesus. Sometimes when we're in the valleys, he's the only one who can bring you back out. So I pray you know him before you fall. Whatever your reason for being here today is, let me share with you, first of all, I'm delighted you're here. I am ecstatic to share this news with you. I am so happy to share that what you're searching for is really easy to find. Your identity, your purpose, your joy, your peace, it doesn't come from the world out there. It comes from Jesus. He desires to have a real, authentic, deep, and meaningful relationship with you. He desires for you to say, Jesus, you know, I know my own heart. I've tried it so many times and failed, but if you're calling me to, I will go deeper. It's time for all of us on this journey to becoming spiritually fit, to take things deeper in our walk of faith, to fall deeper in love with the one who created you. And this is where, as I was reading scripture, Jesus just hit me over the head this week. Luke 5, verse 11 says, "So they pulled up their boats on the shore, left everything, and followed him." It's time to leave whatever it is behind and follow him. Your old ways of thinking, your old habits, your old way of life, the lies you stake your life on, whatever it is that's holding you back, today it's time to leave it and follow him. So just as Simon Peter said yes and got out of his comfort zone a little bit, I am going to make all of you today get out of your comfort zones. I'm going to invite you to experience a faith that really is Sally Strong. Before the band comes up here, I have a song that I'm going to play. And while the song is playing, I ask that you reach in front of you and pull out one of the cards that's been left. If there's not one available on your row, there are more and more pins up front. But I want you to think about, what is it in your life that's holding you back right now? What is the sinking boat that you're clinging to? That Jesus is urging you, just leave it behind, come to me. He could be calling you to give up getting your own way all the time. He could be calling you to give up 15 minutes of your day and intentionally spend it with him. He could be calling you to change some bad habits, to leave a sin. He could be calling you to give up control and acknowledge that you do need him. He could be calling you to leave behind the lie that you're not worthy, that he doesn't care about you. Before we begin, I'm going to pray over our hearts, and then I'm going to step down. And as the song plays, I'm going to give you time to write. And then when our band comes up to play their final song, I'm going to call us row by row, and we're going to come up, and we're just going to lay it at the cross. This morning, it's time to claim your life, the life that he blessed you with, This morning, it's time to stop living your life half-heartedly. It's time, this time that we have here on this earth is so short. None of us know what tomorrow's going to bring. So it's time for you to leave behind the life that's holding you back and say, yes, Jesus, I will follow you. Please pray with me. Jesus, we come to you this morning with heavy hearts. Sally means the world to each of us here, Lord. And while we are so happy that she will soon know relief and be with you, for those of us left behind, we're struggling. But Jesus, the lesson that she has taught us time and time again is life. No matter what is going on, life is so much brighter, so much better when we live it to the fullest with you. I ask that you would open the eyes of our hearts to whatever it is that's keeping us from enjoying the life that you created us to live. Lord, show us what we need to get rid of. Give us the courage to write it down now. And then, Lord, as we lay these burdens at your cross, Jesus, don't leave us to figure it out from here. Show us what to do next. Guide us to see that we can make new habits. We can find the life that you have for us. Give us the strength, the knowledge, the people, and the resources to find you, Lord. Meet us in this time, right now. In your Son, Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.